Hey guys!
This is Kennedy.
And this is Ainsley.
And we're the Witchy Women.
I'm from Cincinnati.
I'm from St. Louis.
And we're both freshmen here at Transy. So we have 3 out of the 4 classes together. And in our intro to American Religions class, we were learning about the Salem Witch Trials. I looked over at Kennedy and I go, "This is cool." And she said, "Oh my gosh, I know." So after that class, we went back to our dorm and just started doing a ton of research on the 14 women accused of witchcraft. It was the next day in our intro to journalism class that our professor said that we should do a project. Or did not say, he assigned a project, and we decided that a podcast would be so much fun, and with that, we thought that our topic and new fascination of the Salem Witch Trials would be a perfect place to start.
So, to kick off this podcast, we will be discussing...
Wait, I'm going to do a drum roll before you announce it.
Okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah. Susanna North Martin.
Woo!
So, Susanna was born in 1621 in Buckinghamshire, England.
That sounds so fancy.
I know. Buckinghamshire. Like, that's super English. So her parents were Richard and Joan North. Susanna relocated with her father and stepmother to Massachusetts Bay Colony and settled in Salisbury, Massachusetts in 1639.
Okay, that is wild to me. Okay, imagine relocating in 1639.
I know. Just the boat ride from England to Massachusetts.
And then hopping in your covered wagon and just going.
So I can tell you a little bit of historical. Okay. So in 1721, she was born. So if she relocated in 1639, that's during the Great Migration of 1630. And that's because James I was crowned...
Mm-hmm.
In like 1625.
Okay, so I'm imagining, you say King James? Mm-hmm. I'm imagining like this whole, did you ever watch The Crown on Netflix?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm imagining like this huge coronation, like mixed with Frozen, and it's like this very like regal, like I'm gonna place this crown on top
That's
of
exactly
your head.
What happened. How do you
really?
Know? Were you there?
I was there. Past life.
Well. Look at that. So anyway, he was like crowned. It's either him or Charles, one of them.
One of the two.
And so they hated the Puritans.
Don't we all?
And the
Just
Puritans,
kidding. We really don't hate them.
Well, I mean, for real. So they were like driven out of England. And it sparked the movement that was the Great Migration. And so that's probably what Susanna was...
And her fam.
Mm-hmm. Because if she's going to Massachusetts, that's where all the Puritans went.
So I'm totally envisioning... Did you ever play the game, like the Oregon Trail game with like the covered wagon? And you moved them down like the migration? That's what I'm envisioning. Like this little... What if there's like this greater power, like... And he's just like the little Game Boy, and this is what's happening.
All the Puritans across the Atlantic.
Don't knock it until you were there. Just saying.
No, it's all good. So, also, I feel really stupid because obviously she's a Puritan if she's a freaking Salem witch. Okay. Anyways,
how was that midterm today? You know, in history.
I was like. Oh my god, you're never gonna believe this, but she's a Puritan.
I loved it though.
Okay. So Salisbury is just north of Boston, and her family became some of the first settlers in that town, which is also
Founding
really
fathers.
Interesting. Exactly, yeah.
So that's where she met her husband, George Martin, and in 1646, they were married. So, now that we found out that they're Puritans.
Yeah.
I'm imagining, like, this huge Puritan wedding with, like...
You think they pulled out all the stops?
I bet it was a rager.
Richard and Joan.
A very Puritan.
My daughter's having rager. The best wedding.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. I bet it's the best wedding that there ever was.
Well, no one can tell us different.
Exactly. So she and George had 8 children, which... Wow.
Woo!
Yep.
That's a lot of kids.
Isn't that a lot of kids? At that time, that's a lot of kids.
At that time, that's just a lot of kids to have survived.
Like, exactly. I wonder how many have actually, like, lived to pass on the family.
Well, she has a lot of descendants, as we'll discuss later on in the podcast, but I'm sure a lot of them made it.
It's going to be some...
Juicy details.
Juicy
Stay
details.
Tuned.
Stay tuned. So she was known for being very outspoken, contemptuous of authority, and defiant in the face of slander. So that would be very not okay.
Oh, no.
For that time period.
Any woman who was outspoken or defiant would definitely have been accused of witchcraft. Like, without
a doubt. Or anything.
Oh, yeah.
And I think that I'm imagining Susanna getting up with her 8 kids, like, holding 2 in her arms on this, like, little podium and being like, I hate authority and defiant of everyone above me.
Yeah.
Not even, like, I should be the ruler. Just, like, this is stupid.
Just, like, everybody's really dumb around me.
Exactly.
And not listening to them.
Not even that as much as just... I mean, yeah, that. And why do I have this much authority around me? This is stupid.
True. She is contemptuous of authority. So, Susanna was accused of witchcraft in 1692. But prior to that, she had actually been accused twice.
That's weird that she didn't get, you know...
Yeah.
Killed the 2 other times?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, like the charges were just dropped from both.
I wonder why they were dropped. Well, we didn't find any research on it, so I'm sure that...
I don't think I did. But it says, during her first witchcraft case, she was accused by William Brown of tormenting his wife Elizabeth with her spirit.
He's a character in The Crucible.
What?
I think so.
Are you serious?
No.
Well, we are doing some digging. Because that's really...
Keep you updated.
Yeah. Like...
Maybe he's not.
I don't think so.
There's someone with the name Elizabeth and William. But I guess that might have been a very popular name.
Yeah. For the time.
John Proctor, Abigail, Elizabeth.
Elizabeth Proctor, yeah.
I should have read that play closer. I just kind of skimmed it.
It's okay, we didn't know we'd be doing this.
That's a good point. Well, I take that back.
So,
William Brown accused Susanna because he was tormenting his wife, Elizabeth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Continue.
After her arrest, Susanna was released on bail and the charges were eventually dropped. She was accused again in 1669, this time by William Sargent Jr. Don't know what's with all the Williams.
And William is a popular name, man.
Really have it out for Susanna here.
Williams against Susanna, unite! I'm sure Susanna was a lovely woman.
Okay. So, William Sargent Jr. Also said he witnessed Susanna give birth to and kill an illegitimate baby.
Wow.
Quite the tale.
That's very...
If true, whoa. If not true, whoa.
Whoa, so, in general. It's just a colossal mess of whoa.
I know, yeah, that's pretty intense. So, Susanna posted bail, promising to return to court for her trial, but again, the charges were dropped. Her husband, George, later sued Sargent for slander.
Oh, wow.
So, George was not having any of
that. I'm sure George would be like, damn, Sarah, this is really bad for the family.
Sarah!
Your mom, Sarah. Dang!
My mom just FaceTimed us. That's probably why.
That's probably why. Dang, Susanna, this is really bad for the local business. I can't believe you can't get an accused of witchcraft.
How dare you kill our illegitimate child. Can't believe I have to go
take care of the charges again.
In front of the window.
Well, if George was, obviously probably accused of suing other people for slander, so that might have been why the charges were dropped.
Probably.
But courts were pretty unfair back
then. George is like, I'll just let it
George is like, I have to do this too. I see, a serious case of mansplaining going on right here.
Ooh. That's interesting. What do you mean?
I think that there's just a lot of men trying to explain women's actions through over-explaining. And George probably not being the best guy out there. Don't know that for a fact, George. But he might have been like, I'll just take care of this. So he did something in his power to get the charges dropped.
That's true. And at the time, women had absolutely no rights. So, there's this term called, femme covert, which is, what married women at the time were referred to because, the only... they had no rights. They weren't able to sign contracts. They weren't able to do, all these things. And so, she probably couldn't have done anything. The only person that could have done something was George.
Right.
Which sucks.
That sucks, but I'm sure George was like, haha, I'm very powerful.
Yeah, he's like, I'll see you.
I'll see you for slander, Sergeant William. Every other man back then.
Sergeant Junior.
But then... Oh no, in 1686, George died.
Yeah.
So he could no longer mansplain for Susanna and take over her witchcraft trials. Because on his deathbed, he's like, Sarah, you're going to get accused of witchcraft. I can't help you, man. Why do I keep saying Sarah? Your mom's going to listen to this and be like,
they're shouting me out in the podcast.
Shout out to Sarah. We love you.
Oh, my God.
And you are definitely not a witch.
Anyway, Sarah and Susanna sound similar. I wonder if that's why she, was able to, the charges were dropped, both of the cases prior.
Before her husband died.
I wonder if he just, would go up to people and be like, you accuse my wife of being a witch one more time,
I'm going to sue you for slander.
In a Boston accent and everything, because they're just north of Boston.
Can you do a Boston accent?
No.
I can't either.
I wish I could.
Okay. Where were we?
We're at that bullet point right there.
Oh, yeah.
So when Susanna was accused of witchcraft for the final time in 1692, she had no one to come to her rescue.
What?
According to Susanna's arrest warrant, she was accused by the afflicted Salem Village girls. Hold up, because I'm about to name quite the lineup. Mary Walcott, Abigail Williams, Ann Putnam Jr., and Mercy Lewis. Okay, do those names ring a bell?
Is my Crucible knowledge coming in now? Yes, I did read it!
Yeah, they're from the Crucible.
But so those girls lived in different villages. So it's not known how they knew Susanna.
Yeah.
But it is possible that they heard about her bad reputation from others and decided to accuse her.
Mm-hmm.
So, next time we're bored, let's just go start accusing people who have bad reputations of witchcraft.
Yeah.
That's very valid. Yeah. But I'm sure at the time, if you're really bored and it's like a Sunday, you just got back from church, and you're like a tiny little Puritan girl, you're like, what do I have to do today? Like,
I heard about this crazy girl named Susanna.
And she has quite the reputation.
Let's drag her to Salem and get her on trial.
Yeah, let's do it.
That's what I would do.
So during her trial, the girls accused her of starting to have fits, and she actually...
The girls who were accusing her
started to have fits.
Mm-hmm.
And she actually started laughing. I mean, I would probably start laughing.
I just, like, that really got me off guard. Because, like, imagine you're in the courtroom, like, put on trial. You could be executed. These girls are, like, hysterically, like, seizing. And you're just sitting there laughing in front of everyone.
Well, I'm sure that looks a little suspicious.
Yeah, like, I would not be laughing.
But, like, I laugh with nervous energy.
Maybe she was laughing nervously.
Maybe she was like, this doesn't look good for me. They're having seizures right here. But it's not too hard to fake a seizure, so these girls could have been...
Yeah, exactly. And then, like, after she started laughing, like, of course, everyone's like, why are you laughing? And she told the whole court blatantly that they were not bewitched. She was like, they're just not.
They're just
messing around. And, of course, they didn't believe her.
They've got to take this court, like, this, these girls have got to stick with their story, though. So, I mean, I give it to them for being phenomenal actors.
I know, for real. We watched The Crucible.
You did?
Mm-hmm.
My school, we just read it.
Really?
Yep, just read.
I think we read it. I can't remember. There's a lot about sophomore English. No, it was junior English.
No, we read junior.
Junior, yeah.
But we were reading, so we were learning about the Hollywood 10, or the blacklisted Hollywood people.
What?
Do you remember? So, like, The Crucible's not, like, literally meaning when...
Yeah, the Salem.
It's about, like, it's not reference. I mean, it's referencing Salem, but it's, like, really meaning what was going on in Hollywood during the time.
What?
Yeah. I feel like it was the Hollywood 10 that were blacklisted from...
The Hollywood 10?
And blacklist, yeah. So it's around the Cold War.
Whoa.
And there was 10 men. Hold on. So it was like 10 Hollywood entertainment professionals who were being accused of communist, like, ideals.
Oh, my God.
And there was a whistleblower, and they just was, like, started calling out random people and was, like, it put people on, like, the hot seat because it's like the Salem witch trials. How they're like, I'm not a witch, but Kennedy is.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Kennedy's like, I'm not a witch, but...
Oh,
Lolly,
my God.
Is. And, like, Lolly's like, I'm not a witch, but Jalen is. And, like, it just goes through this list.
Yeah.
And, like, they keep going. And there was about 10 people who were like, this is ridiculous. And, like, they got blacklisted because they didn't talk.
Oh, my
and,
God.
And so, like, this is around the 1950s. And, like, they obviously served time in jail because they were labeled communists.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't find work. And eventually the list grew up to 150 names.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, of people who could be, and the 10 were, I can't actually say any of them names, but I remember Dalton Trumbo was one.
Wow.
Because it wasn't over, though, by the time, like, these 10 people were blacklisted. It continued into a second wave of subpoenas, and three former FBI agents created American Business Consultants in 1947 and published a magazine, Counterattack, and in June 1950, The Bible of the Gray List. And altogether, like 500 people from the entertainment industry were blacklisted or graylisted.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I had no idea. See, that's the difference between public school education.
Public school versus private school.
We didn't learn about that at all.
So sorry for that rant. Anyway, for weeks she was on trial and subject to insane physical examinations.
At the time they believed that a sign of like someone being a witch was that they would have a witch's teat, which just means that apparently there are like these demon animals that would like come to a witch at night and would like breastfeed from her. I know.
I know you can't see, but I'm making a very strange face.
And so they were convinced that like, they said in the morning her breasts were like full and at night they were like not.
Well, she had 8 kids. No wonder her breasts were full. This is very scientific. Like, this is explained. I get this.
Like, so they just like were like, yeah, that means she's a witch.
Okay, so this is like taken out of context, but I watched this new Netflix show called Disenchantment. It's a cartoon. I didn't realize it was. It was not my type of show. It was funny, but I only watched like the first episode. And it was like this queen, or not this queen, but like this princess who had like a little box and she opened it and it was a devil. Oh. And it like followed her around everywhere she went. And like, I'm assuming she ended up like adopting it and befriending it, but I'm imagining like all these 14 women who were accused of and like sentenced to witchcraft, yeah, like have this like little cartoon devil that's like 6 inches tall and like, yeah, just follows them and like hops up on them and like no matter
devil
how
is
they
with her, yeah,
yeah, and they like try to get rid of them and they can't. I have this vision, yeah.
Wow, I mean,
they just released a second season. If you're interested, not my type of show, but
I don't think I'll be watching. But you know.
It's,
for those who do.
That first episode was funny, I will say.
Well, that's great to know.
But so she had this demon, and then she was condemned to death on June 26th, 1692.
Side note, my parents' anniversary, June 26th, 1999.
What?
I know.
Right? Interesting.
That's when she was condemned to death.
Maybe that's why I'm saying Sarah.
Maybe. Maybe the two are intertwined. I don't know. So, like, she had to wait, obviously. She was just condemned. She wasn't, like, put to death. So she, had to wait. So July 19th, she was taken from her cell along with, get ready, another lineup, some other well-known witches, such as Sarah Good. A crucible
what?
Character.
That is a crucible character.
So they were all taken up to Gallows Hill. And she was hung that day and was buried in a shallow grave nearby.
Poor, poor Susanna and Sarah. Mm,
I know. Whole lot.
So now the site of Susanna's home is a historical site with a boulder that has a plaque on it telling her story.
Yeah, which is cute.
That's
We'd
really
love
cute.
To visit one day.
Let's go.
To see the boulder. So, as we mentioned before, Susanna had those 8 kids, and she has many descendants, one of which is...
me! So, I am a direct descendant of Susanna Martin.
Woo!
Woo!
Isn't that fun?
I kid you not, my mom was obsessed when she found that out. I think she did the Ancestry.com.
Really?
And, like, my uncle did, has written, like, several articles about her. And just, yeah, she's, like, obsessed with this. So whenever she meets people, she, like, comes up about the witch trials or anything. Mm. She's like, you know, I'm directly related to a witch. And everyone's like, yeah, we can tell. No, I'm just kidding. My mother is a lovely woman. But
It's a cool party story. Like, oh, yeah, I'm a witch. Sure.
That's so much fun.
So,
yeah.
And Kennedy lost her mind when I told her.
Yeah, she just casually was like, yeah, so, you know, the Salem witch trials we're talking about, my ancestor was a witch. I was like, what? Oh my God. We gotta talk about this.
Yes. You know, it's kind of cool.
Kind of. I think it's very cool.
So, that's how we found out.
And I think this is all we've got right now on Susanna. We hope to be back again to talk about another awesome witch.
But Susanna was amazing. I mean, I guess I'm biased. Yeah. Just a little bit.
Her blood runs through your body.
Literally. I hope we're not haunted tonight.
Why would you say that? We're going to Transylvania.
That is really haunted
place.
It's a
very haunted place.
Like, I went to go blow my nose earlier, and they didn't have any tissues at the front desk. So I was like, I just got to bear down and just go to the bathroom. Ooh. Which, the last time I went to the bathroom, I was haunted by a big bang that went on the door, which was kind of scary. I just ran the opposite direction.
There was nobody, like, in the bathroom, and she heard a big bang on the door.
That was good information to preface it with.
Yeah.
So thank you. But... yeah, so I was really scared, and I thought I was going to die. So, like, I'm afraid, I don't know if you get this fear, but if you look in the mirror, and, like...
someone's going to be behind you?
And you're, like, someone's going to be looking at you?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, terrified of that happening. Or, like, when you wash your face at night in the sink...
And you come up...
And there's just, like, a head right behind you?
That's so
terrified of that happening. So, Susanna, just putting it out in the universe, please do not step behind us while we wash our face.
I feel
tonight.
Like we'd make her proud by doing this podcast.
I hope so.
So hopefully she'll
get some respect.
Yeah. Just help you out every now and then.
You know, just help you out. Well,
yeah,
I'm Ainsley.
And I'm Kennedy.
And we're the Witchy Women.